Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, apabila Anda merasakan kesulitan untuk mendapatkan tempat tinggal sewaan, Anda tidak sendiri. Menurut indeks kesulitan persewaan bulan ini, para penyewa di Australia mengalami tekanan yang belum pernah terjadi sebelumnya. Dan para ahli mengatakan krisis kebutuhan ini menimbulkan solusi yang kreatif. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Ruth McHugh Dillon bagi SBS News. Seorang penyewa dari Sydney yang berusia 30 tahunan, Daniel, mengatakan ia mengalami kesulitan untuk mendapatkan tempat tinggal permanen dan stabil. Saat ini ia tinggal bersama orang tua dari temannya. Solusi jangka pendek setelah terpaksa beberapa kali keluar dari tempat persewaannya dan sulit mendapatkan tempat tinggal yang baru.
At times it's been too expensive. But other things as well is that the places that are being rented for the rates that people like me can afford are pretty shoddy and bordering on slumlord business. I had a place that I ended up leaving. It was a very, very small place. I ended up leaving because the sink fell off the wall.
Ia bersyukur orang tua temannya dapat memberikan tempat tinggal, namun masalahnya jauh lebih luas.
Previous generations were able to have homes and families by this point. Like, I'm already older than my parents were when they had both me and my sister. So it's, I think it just takes a little longer for people to sort of get set. And that's just the reality of it in modern Australia.
Dan data mendukung kenyataan tersebut. Menurut data indeks kesulitan persewaan bulan Januari, warga Australia yang mengalami tekanan untuk mendapatkan persewaan ya belum pernah terjadi sebelumnya. Indeks tersebut dikumpulkan oleh Suburb Trends, sebuah kelompok peneliti properti yang dipimpin oleh Ken Lardner. Ia mengatakan indeks mempertimbangkan empat faktor: ketersediaan, kemampuan, kekosongan, dan tren harga untuk mencapai nilai dari 100. Apapun di atas 75 termasuk kritis pada tingkat stresnya. Lardner menambahkan dalam bulan Januari, 12 daerah perumahan Australia dimasukkan dalam tingkat maksimum 100.
We really would prefer households to be spending less than 25% of household income on rents, but increasingly we're finding a number of these suburbs that we're shortlisting spending 30% more of their household income. The worst we have on our list is Durack in Queensland. It's had 15% rental increase over the last 12 months. It's sitting at 40% of household income being allocated to rents and a vacancy rate down at 0.19. So it's effectively no vacancies at all, giving them a score of 100. But there are several suburbs all sharing that position of a score of 100.
Selain Durack, yang mengalami dampak terbesar adalah Logan Central, juga di Queensland, dan Warilla dan San Souci di New South Wales. Di seluruh Australia, hampir setengah dari semua suburb termasuk dalam kesulitan tertinggi berdasarkan tekanan persewaan. Namun, Queensland dan Australia Selatan mencatat tingkat stres paling tinggi secara keseluruhan, dengan 58% suburb di kedua negara bagian tersebut mencapai skor di atas 75. Harry Millward, Sekretaris Jenderal dari Serikat Perumahan dan Persewaan, mengatakan, tekanan ekstrim dalam persewaan disaksikan oleh organisasinya setiap hari, dengan beberapa orang yang dibantunya terpaksa menghabiskan 80% pendapatannya untuk menyewa. Millward mengatakan, yang paling parah terkena dampaknya adalah para siswa, orang yang menerima bantuan pemerintah atau welfare, dan mereka yang hanya bekerja kasual atau pekerjaan yang genting.
The poorest people, the people most in need, living in houses that are falling apart in slums, because they can't afford the risk of standing up for their rights.
Yang ingin melihat hukum persewaan disamakan di seluruh Australia untuk memberikan perlindungan yang lebih baik bagi para penyewa, juga tindakan untuk memberikan batas 2 tahun dalam persewaan.
I don't believe that the federal or state governments are taking this seriously enough. We've had a huge gutting of the public housing system over the last 30, 40 years, 50 years since they were built. Successive governments have maintained and built less and less and less. The private market is effectively a monopoly at this stage with nothing to compete against. And they're never going to release stock at a speed that lowers the cost of renting.
Greg Bader, CEO of rent.com.au, sebuah situs yang membantu orang untuk mencari persewaan dan properti yang aman, mengatakan ada banyak pendapat untuk solusinya, namun isu ini struktural.
Look, at the end of the day, the overarching issue is our house prices have gone through the roof in Australia. Interest rates have gone up. We've got construction delays. We've got more people. So all of those things are compounding to there's just not enough rentals for the people that want them. And it's a horrendously competitive environment out there. And, you know, we encourage people to, I mean, it sounds horrible, but treat it like a job interview. Put your best foot forward. Build a relationship with a real estate agent if you can. You know, we've got people turning up to a rental inspection and there'll be 30, 40 people at the rental inspection looking at the property.
Ia mengatakan ia ingin melihat tindakan yang beragam, misalnya skema deposit yang rendah dan insentif uang tunai bagi pemilik persewaan untuk menyewakan properti mereka di bawah harga pasaran. Supply merupakan isu utama yang diakui oleh Ken Lardner dari Suburb Trend. Ia mengatakan solusi jangka pendek seperti batas persewaan seharusnya diterapkan secara hati-hati, karena dampak sebaliknya sudah mulai dirasakan dan keterbatasan supply apabila tidak ada batasan. Sebaliknya, menurutnya, kita perlu melakukan pendekatan baru yang menyeluruh bagi perumahan Australia.
I think the biggest issue is supply. And when we're looking at the government policy of trying to push for 200,000 houses per annum, even if we could achieve that, the issue I have is they need to be affordable houses as well. So you're building $700,000 or $800,000 apartments or $1 million homes doesn't translate to an affordable rental. The government needs to double down on policies and strategies that will work. And at the moment, I think with all the constraints facing developers and builders, access to land, NIMBYism, et cetera, we need to really think out of the box quickly because the homelessness situation is not going away.
Lardner percaya menyelesaikan krisis tunawisma yang tersamarkan dengan orang yang terpaksa harus menumpang di rumah orang lain atau tinggal di mobil mereka seharusnya menjadi prioritas utama. Ia menambahkan Australia perlu mencari jalan keluar yang kreatif seperti perumahan yang mobile yang dapat dibangun selama 6 hingga 8 minggu saja.
A nicely manufactured caravan park to me would be ideal in comparison to homelessness, but equally I think if they're done well, these places can be very, very attractive places to retire. We could attract digital nomads, we could attract first home buyers, we could attract essential workers who could all move into something that looks like that and end up spending less than 25% of their average household income to pay off that property and pay for the site fees.
Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Ruth McHugh Dillon bagi SBS News.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.